Right? I still have anxiety to this day. I have a crippling amount of anxiety. But I recently found out that anxiety is a survival trick. Do you guys know that? Yeah, it's an evolutionary advantage. The reason we're all here is because we're descendants of anxious cowards. Back in the hunter-gatherer days, our ancestors were the people that was like, "What's that noise? Fuck it, I'm out," and then just ran away. Dogs are some of the happiest animals I've ever met in my life, right? What do dogs need to be happy? They want to be cuddled and fed. They don't care about destiny. To a dog, destiny is just the fourth new smell you brought home from the strip club. I think the last time I remember being happy for 16 straight hours was when I was a baby and I discovered that I had fingers. Shit. Did you guys know I could do this? I feel so evolutionarily powerful! I get this one a lot too. People come up to me and they go, "Well, it's America, man. You gotta love it or leave it. It is America! You gotta love it or leave it." Those are my only two options. What if I just want to like America as a friend, you know? We just met, trying out this long distance thing. And here's the thing, America, I'm from India. I've met your mom. Telling the mentally ill they need to change the way they act around society, but I think it's about damn time that society changes the way it acts around the mentally ill.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at me and they go, "Well, that's preposterous, Chris. It's never going to happen. It's a ridiculous idea." But here's the amazing part. It already has happened. There's a small little village in Belgium called Heel, right? It's spelled G-E-E-L because they're Belgium and don't give a shit about American letters. We do like deflecting the blame, though, right? We deflect the blame on drugs, and we sure as hell deflect the blame on the mentally ill. Every time there's a mass shooting in this country, the first people we decide to blame are the mentally ill, which is crazy to me, right? First of all, I'm even astounded at the fact that guns as an invention has made it this far. Because the first guns we invented were just dog shit. Like, you got one shot, it took 12 and a half minutes to reload, and by that time, somebody had stabbed you in the face with a bayonet. That's how shitty the first guns were, is that we put a knife at the end of it just in case. America claims itself to be the most progressive country on the planet, doesn't it? But how can you be progressive when you've denied an answer that's worked for 700 years? For seven centuries, there's been an answer staring at us in the face, and the only response we've come up with is, "Can you move? Because the television is on, and the famous people are trying to sell me shit I don't want." Look, if you want to own a gun, own a gun. I don't give a shit. That's in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, right to bear arms. There's some other shit in there, but people don't like to read. But what's not in the Constitution is the right to kill somebody. And that is the only purpose for that tool. And I've asked a lot of gun owners, "Please give me another purpose for your tool." And they give me the protection argument, but you're killing somebody else to protect one other person, right? And they go, "Well, sometimes I like to use my gun for hunting." "Ah, but that's still fucking killing something." "Well, sometimes I like to shoot cans off a fence in my backyard." "Oh, God damn it, now you're just killing time." That's a good old piece of Southern poetry for you guys, isn't it?